This is an MUT Radio podcast.
What we call the student grind on the Vukubangeni Breakfast Show, and we are joined by Miss Yolanda Wakashesi. Hi.
Hello.
You good?
I'm okay. And how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. So, welcome. Are you okay? So, welcome to the Vukubangeni Breakfast Show. So, we are speaking about uhakua. Maybe just take us through uhakua. What is uhakua? Before we get to lobobloyi and benzayo, turning air into water, right?
Most people buy a tuga if we tell them how we produce actually our water.
Yeah.
Of which it's a funny thing over how, guys.
Yeah.
It's just simply environmental, you know. But uhakua is an organization.
Yeah.
With Enectus MUT. I don't know if you all know an organization named Enectus.
Yes, yes.
Okay. It was a project that started back in 2019, whereby my students of MUT went on an empathy canvas in Daweni Yasempembeni. And, you know, when you're going for an empathy canvas, you're going there to actually find problems.
Yeah.
Okay, so as much as emaning ama problems, usukuzo atola, but not all of them usukuzo wazwa solve.
Yes.
But then le water crisis was in Kinga that the students were able to say, we are going to solve this one. So how did we come about with uhakua?
Yeah.
We thought of indlela esingenza ngayo ukuthi sithole amanzi. Abantu bathole i-access yamanzi again because they were walking about 6 kilometers for like 40 liters of water.
Yeah.
Ukuze basol futhi nakhona baya emfuleni, umfula which is unsafe.
Yes.
So sacabanga ngendlela elula, and then we went and booked, you know, secondary data, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just load up generation value. So sathola ukuthi no man, there are machines who do this.
Yeah.
Right.
Hakua. What is the meaning of hakua? Is it some sort of a Japanese word or an Italian word for water?
It's a Latin word.
Yeah.
Derived from those languages, but it means pure water.
Pure water.
Yeah.
So now let's get to now your machine, right? The machine that you guys use produces water.
Ubloyi itself.
From air. How does it happen?
Hey guys, okay. Basically, umshini unama steps amaningi.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
And kuloma steps it's in include purify umshini.
Okay, alright.
Purify amanzi, I mean.
Yes, yes.
So umshini is just umshini jo simple.
Okay.
Ongeke na uzibone which uyiloyi outside ya corner
kuvela
nje ukuthi okay, this is where ngikhipha khona amanzi.
Okay.
But ngaphakathi umshini includes the UV lights.
Yeah, okay.
Which remove the algas, the bacteria from the water.
Okay.
Basically it absorbs the air that we breathe out.
Yeah.
As uhle nje ndaweni that have umoya.
Yeah.
Yabo. Ukuthathe lo moya lowo uconvecte udlulise kula ama UV lights esengwashile.
Okay.
Ama algas and bacteria are removed. By that we are sure ukuthi amanzi ethu are clean as possible. And then kube ukuthi produce, and our machine can control ukuthi we have amanzi ashisayo or a warm or a bandambo.
Right.
Yeah.
Ubloyi at its best. Like, seriously. So,
because why not?
The machine actually filtrates amanzi,
yes,
right?
Yes.
It purifies amanzi, and then I want to know about this machine. Like, how many liters of water does it produce?
Okay, since it was a startup machine, because Yakala as a project, we were not in a form of making any income, we're just helping people.
Yeah.
A day, it makes about how many units of 5 milliliter? It's 15 units.
Okay.
That's
40, I think.
Yeah.
40 liters of water.
Yes.
So now you guys move from being a project to an enterprise. Take us through that Enectus refocused journey for you, like, come over from the project to the enterprise. How was it, the journey?
Well, the journey has been so beneficial to most of us,
yeah.
Especially the students itself, because we all know, Uti, after graduation, we all go and look for employment.
Yeah.
But now, an Access Refocus was like, no, I got you guys. Oh, and then it's changed to being my enterprise, whereby we just ask ourselves creating jobs.
Yeah.
So from being a project to being an enterprise, whereby we can make our finances, profits with this project. It was amazing.
Right.
Goba. We are creating jobs, we're making impact to most students.
Yes.
You know, and to us, it's to us ourselves as a mass students of NXS. Yabo.
Okay. Right. So I'm told that you guys have presented Ulokuzana, Uhakua in a lot of places. Go Senti, Guma conferences, Amakulu. Right. You guys just telling people about this idea, presenting this idea. How was the reception? And also, I've heard Gutena, you just won any mal, any competition. This is the student grind, so we want to know, right?
Okay, well, Hakua was presented a sentence, conventional center.
Yeah.
On behalf of NHS MUT.
All right.
That means Hakua. YAGU level, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, to be presented. We were invited again to interview at Okuzini FM.
Okay.
And that gave us a lot of exposure because we received a lot of clients.
Yeah.
Abadinga Lamans.
Okay.
Umling.
Yeah.
You know. As well as MUT radio as well, your guest invites Anayo. Nakona, we got an exposure as well as our clients.
Yeah.
So we expose it by presenting this enterprise. It's just niggas a lot of exposure to most people.
Yeah.
Because Abandamani now knows what is Hakua. Like Gwenzigalan Haku.
Yeah.
I want to know again now, Hakua is up and running. You guys in the alloy and perform Ibenu. And then now you are an enterprise. People can actually buy your water. People can actually order in bulk. Be odarisha amanzuenu. What is the process? How do we connect with you? How do we place our orders? Because we want to know lamanzi. La ugutaya fana na lamanzi swapuza la pemfulen la paya.
We have an email address.
Yes.
Which is a capital letter H.
Yeah.
Hakua535@gmail.com. Or you can simply call us on 074-753-0459.
And you guys are the student, right?
Yeah, we are the students.
Nenzo Bloy.
We'll be in private school. We have a Bloy Lubu.
Oh, yeah, boy. Because as far I know, Gutena, we have water issue like South Africa.
True.
But there is always air, man. There is always air.
Sustainability of the sustainability. Of the company, yes.
Yeah. So Lomshin, I'll produce any what do you call emissions, right?
So long as we keep on servicing the budget because we have to do our weekly servicing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
And it's simple.
Thank you so much. How do we follow you on the socials? And also, once again, usinike futhi nama contacts.
Okay, on Instagram, we are Hakua_3.
Yeah.
And on TikTok, we are Hakua. And then on, and then you can call the number that I've called, but I'll repeat. It's 074-753-0459. And our email address is Hakua535@gmail.com.
Thank you so much, Miss Yolanda Shezi.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.